Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I have a chance to visit with Tracy Thomas with U.S. Premium Beef. He's Vice President of Marketing, but today I want to talk about Tracy and his role with the Kansas Beef Checkoff. Tracy, you've been involved really quite a while.
Kyle, I have. I've been on the Kansas Beef Council Executive Committee since 2015. That particular committee is producers at the point of sale invest that dollar into the beef checkoff. All of those dollars would come into Kansas, and that's how we direct how those dollars are going to be spent. And in the Kansas Executive Beef Committee, there's approximately 27 farmers, ranchers, cattle feeders that are selected from throughout the state. And we take that job very seriously. The beef checkoff, there's data out there to suggest for every dollar that's invested, it's over $12 per head is the return on investment of those dollars. So the checkoff has been run very, very well since it came into existence back in 1985. So at the Kansas level, we determine through how they're going to spend. There's a variety of means, education, a lot of consultation with medical dietitians, research and development, certainly marketing. How can we best get the right product to the right person at the right time, at the right price? That's the goal and objective of the Kansas Beef Council. I served a two-year term of duty right at the start of COVID, Kyle. I was the chairman of the Kansas Beef Council, went off here a few months ago. We're here at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association today. There's a very good Kansas contingent that's here at NCBA. And there are a lot of checkoff committee meetings that take place here at the convention. Personally, I'm on what's called the International Marketing Committee. We all know that the international marketplace is going to be a huge avenue as to how the beef checkoff is in the beef industry. How are we going to grow this industry in the future? Kyle, it wasn't that long ago. Many of your listeners can remember back in 2003 when we had that cow that stole Christmas when BSE came. The value of international markets at that time was approximately $50 per head. It went to $0 when BSE was discovered in the U.S. Since then, not only have we built that market back, we've expanded it in spades. Today, the international market for beef and beef byproducts that's going globally, they haven't released the figures for all of 2022 yet, but the numbers that are going to that are getting tossed around, it'll be just shy of $12 billion. That's B as in beef, $12 billion dollars. Roughly $1 billion a month is what the value of the international marketplace is. Kyle, that boils down to about over $450. Per head that international market provides to us. So what the International Marketing Committee does, we work very closely with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, USMEF for short. And this is a government entity that does a phenomenal job of marketing red meat products globally. And so you take some of our high-end product, our strips, the loins, the middle meats, we call them, that are going to go into the Pacific Rim. Japan is the number one customer globally for U.S. beef. I mentioned earlier, it's $12 per one is the return to the checkoff invested domestically. For the international marketplace, for every dollar the checkoff invests with the USMEF, and for international markets, it's about a $25 to one return. So the money that the beef checkoff invests in international marketing, it's a phenomenal return. Yes, steaks are the middle meats are easy to sell. The Japan, the Pacific Rim, Korea, Hong Kong, we're seeing phenomenal growth in those markets. Well, we got a lot of other products in the beef carcass to sell. In some of the beef byproducts, the hides, the beef byproducts that, Kyle, people in your listening area, when was the last time you sat down to a meal of liver and onions? You know, a lot of the listeners, maybe that's not their most favorite thing in the world, but there's other parts of the world where as various economies start to develop, that's how they get their toe in the door with some of our byproducts. So the lot of our export efforts, we got that whole critter to sell. And a lot of those parts and pieces are parts and pieces that might not necessarily sell that well domestically. So we need to figure out how perhaps we can get those sold. So I'm on the International Marketing Committee. There's a whole host of other committees, domestic committee, certainly safety, sustainability. How can we best address consumer needs and desires? Because whether it's a domestic or an international customer, Kyle, it's a consumer that's ultimately going to write our paychecks.
That is Tracy Thomas. He's Vice President of Marketing for U.S. Premium Beef and has just finished being the chairman of the Kansas Beef Checkoff. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.